It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local site. High school volleyball from Monday, the Class 1 District 4 Tournament Championship game. Top seed Bismarck made quick work of 3-seed Crystal City with a straight set win, 25-3, 25-7, 25-14. In Class 3 District 1 Tournament semifinal, Fredericktown falls to Saxony Lutheran, 25-17, 25-6, 25-21. Saxony will play Kennett after the Indians beat Dexter in 5 sets. In Class 2 District 3 semifinals, top seed Arcadia Valley advances, beating Kingston in straight 16-15-18, and Greenville, the 3-seed over 2-seed West County in 5 sets, 25-15, 25-16, 22-25, 17-25, 15-5. The Class 2 District 3 Tournament Championship game is tonight. Arcadia Valley plays Greenville. In boys soccer from Monday, Fredericktown shuts out Sykeston 2-0, and North County gets shut out by Poplar Bluff 7-0. Coming up today on the local side, it's high school volleyball Class 3 District 2 Tournament Championship. Top seed Potosi plays 2-seed St. Genevieve. Dragon head coach Carla Bosler on why the Lady Trojans are so tough to defend against.
Their offense is really strong. Their libero does a nice job in the back row. So, if they get their ball in system, they know exactly who to give the ball to. And, you know, Eden and the Litton girl, they do a phenomenal job of just being great attackers offensively. So Sutter does a good job knowing who to give the ball to, and it's clicking for them on all cylinders of defense to the setter to execution from the hitters.
Pregame coverage tonight at 5:30 on AM 1240 KFMO with live video online at KFMOsports.com. There are two boys soccer matches today. Farmington's at St. Paul, and North County hosts Lutheran South. Broadcast-wise, the rest of the week after tonight, Wednesday, Mineral Area College Volleyball. We'll have more on that in just a second. And on Thursday, we'll have State Sectional Volleyball, location and time to be determined, dependent on outcomes of tonight. On Thursday as well, Class 3 District 1 Football Tournament quarterfinal, the 2-seeded Central Rebels host the 7-seed Fredericktown Black Cats. Coverage starts at 5:30 on Thursday with kickoff at 6. You can hear it on KFMO with live video online at KFMOsports.com. Then Friday night football, Class 4 District 1 Tournament quarterfinal. 3-seed DeSoto hosts 6-seed North County. You can find the brackets online at KFMOsports.com. And it is Tuesday, so it's time for another Mac Minute. On the volleyball side, the Lady Cardinals will wrap up the regular season on Wednesday on KFMO Sports Plus against Lewis and Clark. Pregame coverage at 6, opening serve at 6:30. They will then play Saturday in the Region 16 Tournament Championship from West Plains. Opponent to be determined, the tournament begins on Friday. The winner of the region hosts the Midwest District Tournament. Men's and women's soccer both compete in region tournaments this week. Semifinals for the men today, for the women tomorrow. And men's basketball, they travel to Three Rivers Community College for the Tournament of Champions Friday and Saturday. The MAC Cards get John A. Logan on Friday and Gulf Coast State on Saturday. The Cardinals are receiving votes in the preseason poll. MAC will get their home opener Wednesday of next week. And on the women's basketball side, the Lady Cardinals host Lincoln Trail Saturday to begin the season. That's your Mac Minute. NHL, the St. Louis Blues were in action on Monday in Pittsburgh, taking on the Penguins. Here's the Blues Radio Network.
Last night, the Blues wrapped up their two-game road trip with a matchup against the Pittsburgh Penguins, looking to snap their three-game losing streak. It started off quick as Pittsburgh scored back-to-back goals in 16 seconds, less than 60 into the start of the period. The Blues found themselves down by a pair, but then Nick Bjugstad would score his second of the year to make it a one-goal deficit. Jordan Kyrou, before the end of the first period, evened up the game. A seven-game point streak for Jordan Kyrou. Second period, a delayed penalty as Pittsburgh would score to take the lead. Third period, they would extend that lead 42 seconds in. Matthew Joseph would score his first of the year to make it a one-goal deficit, but then Sidney Crosby would score on a breakaway with less than five to play in the period, and then an empty netter by Evgeny Malkin capped off the Blues' fourth straight loss. Fifth time this season they've given up five or more goals. They'll try and snap the losing streak as they come home to take on the Red Wings tonight. 7:15 puck drop, 6:30 pregame skate on the St. Louis Blues Radio Network.
Blues forward Jordan Kyrou on the loss.
We could have been more physical as a group. You know, we kind of give them a little too much time and space sometimes, so yeah, we just got to be better with that.
Head coach Jim Montgomery did not like the way his team played in the second period after rallying from a 2-0 early deficit to tie the game at 2-2 after one period.
We tied up 2-2, and then we got a push. In the second period, we didn't push well enough, you know, to be able to take the lead and have them chase the game.
The Blues are back at it tonight against the Detroit Red Wings. Coverage on B104.3 begins at 6:30. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs played in Monday Night Football against the Washington Commanders. The game was tied at half, 7-7. Patrick Mahomes had two first-half interceptions. But the Chiefs outscore Washington 21-0 in the second half to get a win of 28-7. And in the game, tight end Travis Kelce tied the Chiefs franchise record for touchdowns with 83.
This place is special, and I love it here. And, you know, it, in terms of, like, the historical stuff, man, I'm still looking at the next game and looking at the next catch and trying to get better every single day. So I think I'll look back at it and appreciate it, but you never know.
Head coach Andy Reid on Kelce tying the franchise record for touchdowns.
It's a compliment to him. There have been some great tight ends here over the years. So for him to be able to do what he's done over this amount of time is great. And it's still, as you guys know, you come out to practice, you see that energy. He's got energy every day, and he's not the youngest guy. So he just goes and goes.
Quarterback Patrick Mahomes, what changed after halftime when the game was tied 7-7?
We just executed better. You know, they had more energy than we did to turn the game off. Their defense versus our offense, and we just had way more energy in that second half. We executed at a higher level, didn't turn the ball over, and our defense held strong.
The Chiefs are back at it on Sunday with a road game in Buffalo, playing the Bills. Coverage on KFMO at 2, kickoff at 3:25. At NCAA football, the Missouri Tigers are off this week. They'll play Texas A&M next week. And Major League Baseball, it was an instant classic 14 years ago when David Freese hit a walk-off homer to send the Cardinals and Rangers to Game 7 in 2011. Well, last night, 14 years later, the Dodgers and Blue Jays played an instant classic in the Fall Classic. 18 innings, tied 5-5, and Freddie Freeman hit a walk-off home run. The Dodgers lead the series 2-1, Game 4 tonight. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.